Alex, thank you so much for taking a few moments to talk to me today.
Of course. Thanks for having me on, Corinne.
So you ran for office. You were on the ballot for the general election this year, and sadly, you lost, but you got a lot of experience out of this run. And I'd like to hear a little bit about what motivated your run, what you thought might happen in this election, and then just get your thoughts about the race.
You know, at the root of all of my political involvement, I think I was interested in politics at a very young age. And, you know, I was part of what I consider, you know, quote, the Occupy generation. The genesis of just my involvement in politics at all is just comes from my desire, because I see politics, you know, whether it be at the local, state, or federal level, as the most effective vehicle, really, to affect the largest amount of change for the largest amount of people. I really see it as, you know, this might be a little in opposition to what I think a lot of people now take sort of a critical view of the current state of our politics. You know, to me, it still is the best way to effectuate the most expansive and broad change that really can help change a lot, many people's lives for the better. You know, so I ran because I, like all Americans, you know, I have lived through the last 4 years of, you know, an insane, not insane, but really just an incredible 4 years. You know, January 6th happened this year. I know that seems to be actually at the back of many people's memories, but that happened this year. You know, we watched an attack on our nation's capital. We watched an attack on our democracy. And in fact, we still have politicians today who are pushing that narrative, that those folks did nothing wrong. And to me, that was one of the, if not the largest threat to our modern democracy, and really just what is now, you know, almost 300 years of a longstanding democratic tradition in this country. It was a call to action, and so that really, really motivated me to run for local office. You know, of course, in addition to how much I love my community, how much I want people to stay in my community, stay in Southern Rensselaer County, live there, work there, raise their families there. I also think it can be a better place to live. And I think that I thought and still think that our county government can and should and must work better for the ordinary Rensselaer County resident. And so that really is what motivated me as a young person, as a first-time candidate, but somebody who's been involved in politics for so long. That's really what inspired me to get in the race and put my name forward.
You don't sound deterred.
I am not. In fact, you know, if anything, I think we learned, Democrats in particular, my party, you know, we learned some harsh lessons. And it's up to us if we really listen to what voters told us at the ballot box last week. To me, that is perhaps not better encapsulated any other place than Rensselaer County, and even the district I ran in, District County Legislative District 4, which includes the towns of Nassau, Sands Lake, and Scodack. So I've lived there. I grew up in the village of Castleton, which is in the town of Scodack, my whole life. It's a working class community, you know, a lot of blue collar workers, a lot of blue collar jobs, and farmers. And that's what folks, you know, rely on. That's the work folks rely on to raise their families and get ahead in life. And I think what we have seen over the last 10 years is those voters move away from the Democratic Party. Perhaps they weren't lifelong Democrats before, but now, you know, they don't feel that the party is speaking to them whatsoever. Rensselaer County was one of those, quote, pivot counties, right, that voted for Barack Obama twice in both 2008 and 2012, yet voted for Donald Trump in 2016. We did vote for Joe Biden in 2020. You know, however, a year on, I really, my overall sense from the 2020 election was that that was a referendum on President, then President Trump's handling of COVID. And even then, you know, the sitting president was able to actually turn out, you know, Democrats were surprised because there were even more Republicans that Democrats didn't think, you know, even really existed, came out to vote because they were motivated by the former president. You're
not the only candidate that lost in the general election from your party. What went wrong?
There's a lot to it, right? Which is, but overall, the biggest point to me why we lost, what went wrong, was that our messaging, for better or worse, could not connect with the voter that I just described, which is, you know, the ordinary working person. Unfortunately, I think the Democratic Party has done a lot for working people in terms of we are the party of working people, we are the party of workers, but they're not hearing us anymore. You're right. I am not the only candidate who lost. There were a host of Democratic candidates who lost in Rensselaer County, and a lot of it comes down to what is going on nationally and our messaging. Democrats are delivering for the American people in Congress, whether it be dealing with the COVID pandemic, responding to small business owners' needs so that we can restart the economy and get our local economies going again and our state economies. I think that what is being missed, a trend that's been occurring over the last 10 years, is that the ordinary working class voter that used to see the Democratic Party as a bulwark between Wall Street and Main Street, they no longer either see the Democratic Party as that bulwark, or they no longer see Democrats delivering for the pocketbook and the kitchen table issues, you know, that primarily affect a majority of Americans. I'm one of those, right? I'm one of those Americans.
Or is there something standing in between those priorities and those deliverables that you're saying the Democratic Party stands for? Is there something standing in between that and these voters? And by something, I mean, is it a culture war issue? Is it a language issue? Have the candidates in the party swung too far left? What is it that's preventing those messages and those deliverables from resonating?
That is a great question. And I'm glad you brought up the culture war, because here, this is something that I have tried to focus on, right? If Democrats can't find a way to talk to Americans about race and about the pressing issues of racial justice in our criminal justice system, in policing, in how we respond to certain things in our society, then the Republicans are going to do it for us. And they're going to do it to almost devastating effect. I don't think, and I know there will be those who disagree with me, but, you know, FDR won his elections by putting up posters that said, I'm the progressive candidate. I don't think it's a progressive versus moderate debate, because I think progressive Democrats and moderate Democrats, at the end of the day, still have some of the same priorities. We're concerned about climate change. We're concerned about working people and living wages. We're concerned that more Americans don't have the opportunity to join a union in their workplace. We're concerned that, you know, the American people are going bankrupt because of their healthcare costs. We care about delivering on all of those bread and butter issues. But I think what's happening right now is that Democrats are giving the narrative and are allowing the narrative to unfortunately be hijacked by what is a Republican Party that has moved extremely far to the right. So far to the right that we have a large part of their party not even accepting, you know, the results of the 2020 presidential election. That is absurd, and that should worry Democrat and Republican alike. And I caution everyone, because it looks like we're headed for what seems to be an almost a repeat of that. So if Democrats really don't take control of the narrative and really expose the GOP for the radical far-right party that they have become, then we will lose on the culture war, because unfortunately, they know how to deploy fear tactics, right? We saw it in Rensselaer County in this election even. I know that they harped on the Republicans, I should say. Their messaging had a lot to do with defund the police and all of these national issues that really almost had no, as a county legislator, or let alone any of the other seats or positions up in this election.
Like the county executive.
Right. They really have little to do in aside from maintaining, you know, relationships and the annual budget, little to do with how policing is done and really what happens.
Does the Democratic Party machinery bear any of the blame for the defeats that we saw in the general election?
I'm glad you asked, because that is the disconnect. To me, that is the disconnect between the Democratic Party and perhaps some of our base supporters and those voters who the Democratic Party traditionally relies on to turn out, right? So the Democratic Party, my favorite quote is actually from JFK in terms of the party itself, which is, I am not a member of any political party. Organized political party. I am a Democrat. For what it's worth, that is true. We're a big tent party. We always have been. To that end, we should be proud of that. However, I do think there is a reconciliation that needs to happen in terms of, you know, I've heard the term infighting used a lot. I know progressives and moderates like to lay blame on one another, but really all we're hurting is ourselves. And we give the Republicans an opportunity like this to latch on to the issues that they know is going to drive their voters to the polls, while we almost stand in a bit of disarray. And we look like we are not as united as we should be, and that has to end. Whatever your thoughts, whatever your opinions on it, that has to end. We're Democrats. We are the party of workers. We are the party of unions. We are the party of women, of environmentalists, of racial justice, of environmental justice, you name it. And we have to go back to being that party, because without that, I'm not sure what the Democratic Party really stands for.
What can our listeners do to get involved in ways that you feel could sort of bridge that divide?
I think get involved with your local neighborhood groups. That's always a great place to start. Just see what's going on in your community. I guarantee you're going to find a group of people who are, you know, concerned about the environment, clean air, clean water, people who are concerned about walkable communities, ample green space, you know, conserving more parkland. Start local. Always start local, because all politics is local. And that will always be true, right? And beyond that, I say run for office. We need more young people running for office. So, you know, just for those listening, in District 4, we turned out, we had the highest turnout rate of any county legislative district across the county. We had 68% of our Democratic voters in District 4 turn out. And without drawing too much of a reach here, I really think that is because we had dynamic candidates here in County Legislative District 4. We talked about the issues. We talked about the issues that matter to our voters. And we talked to Democrats, and we talked to them about the hard national issues. There were conversations I had at the door, right, about some of the stuff going on nationally, about COVID, about climate change, about what we do, about the economy moving forward, how we ensure that, you know, our kids do end up making a bit more money than our parents, because that is the American, than their parents. That is the American dream. I think because of that, we saw a marked turnout in District 4. And so I say to people, get involved, start local, run for office, find people who are running for office already that you believe in, and give them your all. That is how it's always been done in the United States, in American democracy. And that's how it has to be done in the future. It has to be done by talking to people and getting out there, making yourself heard. For too long, the other side has unfortunately co-opted the narrative out there, the mainstream narrative, and it's time for Democrats to take it back.
Well, Alex, I so enjoyed talking to you. Hopefully we can have you back, and I look forward to seeing what you do in the future.
Thank you so much for having me, Corinne. And, you know, I really appreciate your willingness to cover our local political scene. It's so important. Local journalism is so important. So thank you for all that you do.